as they're putting together this phony production company to convince, I guess, what, the Iranian government that all is okay at that time? Because you needed approval, right?
Well, what actually was going on, we set this whole thing up as a cover in case the story was questioned. What happened was that Monday morning after this weekend, I went in and rented some office space at a studio in Hollywood. As a matter of fact, it was offices that Michael Douglas, his production company, had just moved out of. I rented the offices. We put together a full-page ad to run in the Variety and Reporter. We gave interviews to reporters from both newspapers all about Argo the movie and about the production company, Studio 6 Productions, and the offices were set up, interesting sideline, because this was all so secret, we couldn't just simply go and get people to come in and staff the offices. So I volunteered my wife, who came in and acted as studio secretary, and she actually was in the office 5 days a week, 8 hours a day, answering phones and so forth. So we had a physical presence, and the idea was that if anybody from the government or the intelligence people or whatever,
or even Iran, right?
In Iran, wanted to verify that in fact these people were who they said they were, we had it set up there. In fact, Tony went into Tehran with copies of the Variety and the Reporter. He had a day out of days board as a prop. They had a lens for the pseudo cameraman to wear around his neck, and he went in as a production manager that was simply coming to join the rest of his advance party.
Now, were they all supposed to be Canadians?
They were all Canadians. What happened was, when he went into the country, he went in with all the necessary paperwork, passports and everything else that the Canadian government here in North America had gotten for him.
Fake passports, then. They created them for him, right?
They created them, and which, by the way, caused quite an uproar internally in the Canadian government, because that was something that, under Canadian law, was illegal.
Ah, okay.
But they went ahead and did all of this. Tony went in and met with the people, and we didn't hear the story of what happened at the other end until after it was all over with. But as we got the story afterward, Tony came out to the West Coast, and we had sort of a victory celebration after the fact. But he said that the people that he went to see, the six hostages, he said his biggest concern was that they would fold under pressure, and that they would be nervous and they wouldn't be able to carry the story forward.
They'd spill the beans, and there you were, huh?
Yeah, that was his concern. And he said, you know what? He said within an hour after we explained what we wanted to do, he said, I sat back and relaxed. He said, these people all wanted to be actors.
They were probably better than what you thought they would be.
Well, it was Hollywood reincarnate. He said, in fact, the fellow that we had picked to be the director started wearing a top coat thrown over his shoulders.
I love it.
And the guy who was supposedly the director of photography, the cameraman, they got him a lens on a chain to hang around his neck. Somewhere he found an ascot and started wearing. Oh, it was incredible. They all got so comfortable, and we had created a folder for each one of them, where they went to school, where they were born, what their new name was.
They studied all that.
This was a part. This was a role in a production, and they studied it. And Tony said that he knew the minute that this all came about, he said within a couple of hours, he knew they were going to be fine and wouldn't have any problems.